Well, Keith, welcome to Aston Villa. I know you've had involvement in Premier League football before. Just if there is a comparison, how difficult a challenge is this job lying ahead of you at Aston Villa?
Well, I think it's well documented that there's been a couple of years, maybe even a little bit more, where the club sort of stood still behind the scenes and obviously relegated now on the pitch. So there are some challenges, and we're very aware of that, both on and off the pitch. And I think bringing back some energy and excitement, we can start to address those straight away, get some pride and passion back.
I mean, it's not going to be an overnight fix, is it?
No, it's. I wish it was. I wish there was a magic pill. There isn't. And I think all the fans know that as well.
So in terms of putting a timeline on some sort of things that we will begin to see that are different, can you give us an illustration?
Well, obviously the squad is the most important. And already Roberto's working on that. He's already extended his training session in Austria from 4 days to seven to look at the players we've got right now, and he'll be making decisions pretty quickly. So the squad is obviously very key. Off the pitch, I'm going to be trying to get some things in place pretty quickly as well. There's some great staff here, and we want to make them motivated again and get the club back up, moving forward.
And I guess one of the big challenges from your role is there's been a lot of disunity around Aston Villa Football Club, a lot of unhappiness. He's trying to build that bond again between the club and the fans.
You could say in one sense I'm lucky that I'm coming in at this time when things are broken down. And I know that with my own personality and experience, hopefully I can try and build that bond again with a lot of the fan groups.
And you mentioned reshaping the squad a little bit earlier. That's going to cost money, and I presume the money's there.
Look, money is, so the first thing on the money side is that we've got to address the squad that we have now. And Roberto's got to make a decision as to who he wants in and out and different positions, etc. There will be support for Roberto. We've got to operate within the financial fair play rules, which are very different than the Championship and the Premiership. But we'll do that. But there is, of course, there will be support for Roberto to move things.
And also, can you just clarify if it's already in place or if it's still work in progress, how transfer is going to happen? Because before there was a transfer committee and there was a lot of I didn't buy him, they bought him that went on. How is it going to work under this new structure?
Well, Roberto is the key decision maker in terms of recommending targets. There won't be an official transfer committee, but certainly when we're all appointed as a board after the Football League have done their deliberations, which should hopefully be tomorrow, the board will obviously also work together and add our knowledge. But Roberto's the key pin, along with the chairman, in terms of making a final decision.
And everybody knows priority number one, get back to the Premier League. But how important is it to get back this coming season as opposed to the season after?
It's very important to get back this season. We all know the parachute payments start to drop, but that doesn't mean to say that the chairman won't support it further. But we all know that the sooner rather than later.
And just overall, because there's so many different things that have gone wrong at this football club, is this one of the biggest challenges that you and Tony and even Roberto have taken on? Because it's very rare, and I've covered football for a while now, that so many things go so wrong in one season.
Actually, my time at Everton, it was I arrived at what was an extraordinary general meeting, not an annual general meeting. They just sold Wayne Rooney. The club was on intensive care with the bank. The fans were in uproar, and they were looking like they were going to get relegated. Now, that season, we finished qualifying for the Champions League. So football's a funny funny position to be in. Obviously, we can't do that at Villa, but we'll certainly be pushing, we hope, at the right end of the table.